702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Clement. How's it going?
I'm good, man. Oh, let's start with this story. So tragic. 31 people. These are migrants who were bound for Britain, and they died after their boat capsized in the English Channel.
And the awful thing is that a lot of people had seen this coming, because we'd seen a record number of people attempting this crossing, or indeed making the crossing illegally across the English Channel from France to the UK. It's pushing 26,000 this year already, three times the number from the total of last year. And these dinghies are often overstaffed, 20, 30, 40 people at a time. Just the inflatable dinghies crossing what can be an absolutely treacherous stretch of water, albeit only 20-odd miles. And yet, one of them flipped over, and we now know that 27 people have been confirmed dead, but it's at least that number, because, of course, nobody's taking a roll call, so we don't know precisely how many were in the boat. 27 dead, only two rescued. And there has been a search going on overnight, but frankly, it's cold. Surviving in the water now, well, it would be pretty much impossible after a few hours because of hypothermia. But you can imagine the French authorities, the British authorities, they're now banging their heads together saying, you know, how can we stop the people smugglers, desperate people being exploited by criminal gangs? And frankly, it's a question the world over, and nobody yet has seemed to have sorted it out. Certainly Britain and France haven't.
Let's talk about the trial of these men that were accused of masterminding the 2019 Easter bombings in Sri Lanka. Has it begun?
It is getting underway. I think it begins today, but it's going to take some time, the preliminary phases, because it's an extraordinary trial. What we know is that the eight suicide bombers who carried out these attacks, it's almost easy to forget, isn't it, that this happened Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka 2 years ago. 267 people were killed and about 500 people injured, and all eight suicide bombers blew themselves up. They're no more, but their associates and relatives and others are standing trials, about 25 of them in all, accused of being accomplices or in some cases masterminding the Easter bombings in Sri Lanka. But the scale, as I say, is jaw-dropping. Okay, 25 accused, 1,200 witnesses have already been called to testify, and the suspects between them have a total of 23,000 criminal charges against them. I mean, just reading through 23,000 charges, frankly, how long is that going to take? You wonder if it may have just got a bit unwieldy for justice to be done. And as the suspects' lawyers put it, and admittedly lawyers for the suspects, the trial is an exercise in futility. I wonder if they're taking on too much. Maybe, you know, keep it simple and let's get some convictions.
Yeah, that should be the approach. Tell us about Sweden's first female prime minister. Why did she resign just after a day in office?
Oh, that's politics, isn't it? What did I say? A week is a long time in politics? Well, about 12 hours. How long Magdalena Andersson lasted as Sweden's first ever female prime minister. 12 hours, in fact, less than 12 hours, technically. But it's all down to the fact that Sweden is a country that needs coalitions to survive. We see this in all sorts of countries around the world. Germany is the most obvious one, perhaps. But the coalition partner basically decided, nah, not for us, and pulled out. And the budget that she had drawn up, you know, how all the departments would get the money, how things would be carved up, failed to pass through Parliament. So in less than 12 hours, she thought, you know what? No thanks. I mean, she might be back, but it's such an important thing, isn't it? You know, first ever female prime minister. Margaret Thatcher, of course, managed 10 years.
Yeah.
I think 12 hours. But does recall, Clement, you know, what is the shortest job you've ever done? Have you ever quit after 12 hours or less?
In fact, I'm going to ask the listeners to weigh in on that, Adam Gilchrist. Thank you so much for your time. Have you ever quit after 12 hours or a day or a week? What's the shortest lifespan of a job you've had? Give us a call or send us a voice note.